This is Nation Radio with Alan Mitchell, a.k.a. Low Tide. Brought to you by The Pint, Oodle Noodle, and OilersNation.com.
Only on Edmonton Sports Radio.
Team 1260.
It's 1:43 on a beautiful Saturday afternoon. Oil Kings are already training camp is underway, and the Edmonton Oilers, of course, just around the corner. We'll get their invite list. We may even have that by next week at this time, so we'll look forward to that. And your input is welcome, by the way. If you want to hear a specific individual interviewed on Nation Radio or a subject handled, all you have to do is email us at nationradio@team1260.com, and we'll do our absolute best to get it for you. And we hope you enjoy the show today. I think it was a couple weeks before I went on holiday, somewhere in there, we talked to Pat McLean from Black Dog Hates Skunks about his blog and how unique it is and some of the great things that he brings in. And it really is an entertaining one. There's a new one up today that you want to check out. But going back to September, October of 2010, he did a great job. And I want to say that there's some other individuals involved, and I apologize for not having their name. But the Canada-Russia series is something that I remember very well, and perhaps you do as well. And at that time, there were some advanced stats available to the Montreal Canadiens and to Roger Nielsen and some other people as well. And they were basically counting scoring chances and doing things like Corsi, which you can read about at Pat's blog and other places as well. It's an interesting look back at the series. And even though you have some conceptions about the series, if you watched it, or maybe you've watched it again, it's on DVD. I know that I went in thinking one thing and I came out thinking another about the Russians and about Canada's ability to play them. And Pat helped out on some great, great insight into that series and about hockey at that time and what it looked like and some of the players that we may all remember as kids watching on Hockey Night in Canada. So we didn't get a chance to play the interview when we originally talked to Pat. So I wanted to play this portion of the interview and then draw your attention to the work that he did in September of 2010 on his blog, Black Dog Hates Skunk. So here's the interview and the conversation we had about the Canada-Russia 72 series. You wrote a stunning series, and I mean that. It was a beautiful series, and it was anybody who hasn't read it should go and check it out. September 2010, about the Canada-Russia series. For someone my age, the memories just rushed back because it was very specific to each game, and it really forced you to go back and think about what was occurring. Reliving Serge Savard's brilliance, Dryden's struggles, Frank Mahovlich being the best and the worst, depending upon what game you were talking about. Tell me about what you did looking at that series and how you did scoring the games and giving the reader an opportunity to flash back to those great games.
Well, first of all, before I even say anything, I have to, and I hope I remember their names and pronounce them correctly, but I had some help. There was Ellen Etchingham and Julian Albrecht and Colin Keeler, who all helped. They all took part in it, and everybody scored a couple of games. And basically, the idea was we just sort of, everybody knows about, 72 series, of course. And I just got the idea, well, let's take a look at it. We've got the DVDs, we can watch it. I mean, the quality isn't great, but, it's not a situation where you can really get super in-depth, although Colin, for that matter, I mean, he did a really amazing job. I think he spent hours and hours and hours on it. But what we want to do is just score scoring chances and shots towards the net, what they call a Corsi, and just sort of see what, who was driving the bus, like what players were important to Canada. If the whole idea that I was brought up with, which was that, the Russians dominated and the plucky Canadians came back, find out if that's true, and just sort of see what we can find out. And, it was a lot of fun to do, and the results were just, I was kind of floored. I mean, I did the first game, and I came out of it, and I was like, wait a second. I think it was a 7-3 game. And the reality is that Canada should have won the game.
Yeah.
And they were by far the better team. And the reality of the entire series, I think, was that, if I remember correctly, I think there was one game where the Russians actually outchanced the Canadians. There were games, game six, the Russians had two scoring chances against the Canadians at even strength. I mean, there was a lot of, it was an interesting exercise, I think, you know, like looking at, you know, the Canadians had this bloated roster and they didn't really know the Russians, and then they were trying to figure out, you know, they sort of feeling their way for a couple of games. I mean, Serge Savard wasn't even on the roster the first game, and Bill White and Pat Stapleton, who played every game from game two on, weren't on the roster in game one. Lapointe was the extra defenseman. These guys were all key. And when they all played, Canada didn't lose a game.
Yeah.
So it was interesting. Like, I took a lot from it. The reality is, if you played that series 100 times, I don't think you would have gotten as close a result as the actual series that was played. And I mean, you know, hindsight's 20/20, but, you know, Dryden was quite poor.
Yeah, he was.
You know, whereas Esposito was fantastic, but, I mean, we discussed it. I mean, at that time, of course, Dryden had, you know, basically single-handedly won a cup. And he had done so against Esposito's team, and Esposito had let in a goal from center ice. So, you know, a lot of it was, saw him good, you know, like when it came to game eight, even though Esposito had been by far the better goalie, they're like, well, we're going to go with Dryden. It almost cost him the series.
It did.
You know, but, you know, so that was interesting. Seeing individual players, I mean, Phil Esposito, I never realized. I mean, the guy's, he's unbelievable. He was an unbelievable player. Seeing guys like Serge Savard, I mean, I could go through, you know, go on and on. I mean, the, you know, finding out the, what some players could do. But the reality is, I mean, at the end of it, the, you know, if the Canadians had had any sort of discipline, and if they had had, you know, Esposito in net for all eight games, they probably would have won six or seven games. Even, you know, they're out of shape. Well, I mean, they should have won the first three games, and that was when they were supposedly out of shape, you know?
Yeah, and they were, the thing about that series that I recall was that Tretiak was, you know, he made a lot of stunning stops, but the Dryden, I think, just got frustrated because the Russians would never shoot the puck when he thought they would. They'd always make one more pass, and he seemed to get inside his head and outthink himself during most of the games. And I agree with you about the final game. A lot of people may not recall that, but the team, that was a very close hockey game, and Canada could have lost.
Well, absolutely. And I mean, the thing with the goaltending too, just to note, because I was actually, you know, in preparation, I was sort of looking at it a little bit last night, to, and with Dryden, they shot a lot, they scored a lot of goals on just long, like just throwing pucks at the net. And I mean, he really, like I said, I don't know if they got into his head or if he was, but he really, really struggled. I mean, they scored a lot of goals on that, you know, there's no way that you even consider a chance to score. I mean, you know, just like a clear shot from the blue line that would go right through him. And the thing with Tretiak, which I found interesting too, is that he was really a modern goalie. Mm-hmm. And by that I mean, whereas Esposito and Dryden, for that matter, were, you know, sort of the more, you know, spectacular, like stacking the pads and flashing the leather. With Tretiak, he was just always in the right position.
Yep.
Right? So, you know, they'd say, oh, what a spectacular save. Well, it wasn't, you know, he was like Patrick Roy used to be, like just, you know, in position. And so, you know, playing the angles, sort of playing the percentages. And so, I mean, it's, well, the Canadians would say, well, he was spectacular. Well, from my point of view, it was like, you know, he was a modern goalie. Like, he was playing the angles. He knew where to be in the right position at the right time. I don't think they'd ever seen a goal like that.
Yeah, no, the goaltending, I think, on both sides was the difference, but it was a fabulous series. Pat, I'm going to let you go, but before I let you go, where can people read Black Dogs Hate Skunks?
What's blackdoghateskunks.com. And if you have a hard time typing that in, if you go to your site or any of the better sites on the Oiler corner of the internet, you'll see me in the sidebar.
I reserve the right to talk to you again, and I enjoyed this very much. Thank you, Pat.
Thank you very much.
Pat McLean from Black Dog Hate Skunks. Hard to say. Man, it's great to read, though. Great, great site. He always has new stuff up, a couple of new things in the last couple of days. And then go to September 2010. I think most of the coverage is in that area. And especially that, you know, I find, I've read the articles several times, and the Russian stuff, the game five on, is really insightful and very interesting information. And if you remember it, that series, please go and read it, because it'll bring back so many memories. He mentioned Phil Esposito, Tony Esposito, Ivan Cornway, Paul Henderson. What a series. Serge Savard. Those players are just distant bells for anybody who never saw them, but they were so much better as they got back, you know, during this, there was a Swedish period where they went to Sweden and they played some exhibition games and they were so much better and they really did take over. And yet it almost ended going the other way. And what a historic series. And I remember, I'm sure people like Connor are sick of hearing this story, but when you were in school and they set everything up for you to watch a hockey game, that gives you an idea about the impact of that series and how important the game of hockey is to us in Canada. A couple of things. I wanted to end with this because this this show today was about the 11-12 Edmonton Oilers as we get ready for the minutiae of training camp and disappointments and injuries and impact players who we don't expect to have an impact this year. Ryan Nugent-Hopkins, a possibility. Taylor Hall said something very interesting this week, and I wanted to pass it along. He said, "I don't think we're going to finish last. I honestly think the playoffs are a realistic goal for us. A lot of things are going to have to happen for that. Hopefully we can stay injury-free for a good portion of the season. I think just overall improvement of the players from last season to this is going to be vast, and we're looking forward to it." And that is a beautiful mission statement for the 11-12 season. I want to thank Jeff Grischel, Pat McLean, Matt Bug, Kirk Ludicky, and Kent Wilson. This is Nation Radio. We're back next Saturday, noon to 2. We love hearing from you. You can always email us at team1260.com, nationradio, team1260.com, and make sure to give us an idea about who you want to hear from in the next few weeks. We've got a few ex-NHL players talking about training camp and getting ready in the next few weeks, but we want to hear from you. What do you want to hear on Nation Radio? Have a great weekend and enjoy your week. We'll see you next Saturday.